The weather is cooling down a bit. The leaves are starting to fall. Yes, it's that time of year again. Football season. And we all know the best part of any game day traditions are the ones that involve food. There's nothing like having everyone in your game day crew coming together to bring their best bites and argue over whose family makes the best chili. And while there's no need to mess with the perfection of game day classics, like a freshly grilled Oscar Mayer hot dog topped with Heinz ketchup and mustard, it's always fun to step out of your comfort zone and get creative with your recipes. Because there's nothing more fun than adding to your list of game day traditions, like making a creamy and delectable queso dip with Velveeta cheese that can be eaten with so much more than just chips. Now is the chance for people across the nation to find out whose game day eats reign supreme. It's your turn to show off your tasty game day food traditions. Go to www.gamedayfoodtraditions.com to share a photo of your game day food tradition to enter to win $10,000. Once again, that's www.gamedayfoodtraditions.com to enter to win $10,000.
Talking like dudes talk.
Dude, bro.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Funny Bone, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, right?
Yes, correct.
Not here yet.
But calling back. He slept through his alarm. Shocking.
I heard he did, yeah. Okay. But he's calling. Josh Wolf.
Yeah, I told him to call me back. He hit me right at the beginning of the break, so he should be calling me back any minute.
Okay, unless he fell back to sleep.
Unless he fell back to, it's, maybe, you know, it's a long 5 minutes.
Right. It was a snooze button there.
Easy to do.
Cameron Logson with us. He's got a gig next one, I guess, coming up in October, right?
October 8th.
Which is around the corner.
Yep. Not this Sunday, next Sunday with Gary Curtis at the Funny Bone. It's going to be a great show.
Friday night, nice. Nick and Tyler Walsh. Where, Nick?
Yeah, at Gotham at Haymarket in Lincoln.
And Nick's got a podcast out now, too. What's it called?
Yeah, it's called Next Window, Please.
All right. No acid.
No.
Yeah. Well, he's not actually working. He's just talking about food, right?
Right.
Will you be discussing the new sauces introduced by McDonald's?
I hope so. I want to try them.
There's new
What
ones?
Are the new sauces?
Starting October 9th. That's the day after Cameron.
It's not
Gary
pumpkin sauce, right?
Go to the Funny Bone.
Yeah.
Two new dipping sauces. For a limited time.
Oh, why they limited that?
Joining its lineup of six sauces that include barbecue, ranch, sweet and sour. New addition is a sweet and spicy sauce.
Mm.
They describe it as a jammy red pepper sauce with a tongue-numbing Szechuan peppercorn kick heat from cayenne pepper.
Tongue-numbing.
Right. Mm.
Yeah, I think McDonald's would be hard-pressed to get something better than the barbecue sauce.
Uh-oh.
Is that the top sauce?
I would.
Shots
from McDonald's.
Fired, more than sweet and sour?
Wendy's barbecue
sauce. Sweet and
sauce
sour
is good.
With some nuggets is pretty good.
Yeah, it's okay.
And then the other one is a mambo sauce. Tomato-based, sweet, spicy, and vinegary. That's inspired by the type of sauce.
Nick
popular
try other stuff.
In Washington, D.C.
I'll try it. I hope they
all
have
right.
them on the app.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Funny Bone. On the show with us live Friday morning. And on the phone with us now, Josh Wolf. Hey, brother.
Morning.
I slept through my alarm.
Yeah. That's okay, man. We're still here. We're on the air. We expect that
of a comedian.
Well, it's pretty early in Vegas.
Yeah.
It's a two-hour difference there, man. Yeah.
Yeah. I got to tell you, last night I went to sleep with the best intentions.
Yeah.
I'm going to get up. You know, I had my plans. I had the coffee machine all set up for myself. You know what I mean? Like grown-up stuff, guys.
We don't have a set plan on this show, so whatever you call in, you call in.
Yeah. when do you normally wake up? If it weren't for us, what time would you be out of bed today?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you fly back. Do you fly back every weekend or you stay out sometimes?
I fly back every weekend. You know, I've been doing it for so long that really my deal is with my wife. Last flight out, first flight back.
Got it. All right. I was just in Vegas. I was just in Vegas to see the Steelers and the Raiders. I forgot you live out there. You live out in Henderson, though, right?
Yeah. Dude, let me ask you something. When did you get in? Because you were in for a crazy weekend, dude. You were in for iHeart Radio Festival. That was here this weekend.
Yeah, it was this weekend.
We don't get invited to that.
No.
Right.
I really
want to,
yeah. I flew in.
It was life me and my, beautiful.
Speaking of that, it was me and my son, who's 18. We flew in Thursday night, and we flew back on Monday afternoon. Yeah, so I was there all weekend. It was fun, man. We were at the Mirage. It was a good time. And we actually went and saw Chris Angel because my son wanted to see something. And I said, well, he wants to see Chris Angel. And I actually liked it. I didn't think I'd like Chris, but he was cool, man. Do you know anybody on the Strip? Do you hang with any of those guys?
Well, you know, I have a Monday night residency there.
Oh, at the Mirage?
No, I have a Monday night residency over at Kimmel's.
Kimmel's. Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, Kimmel's. Okay, all right.
And I'll tell you something else. I went and saw Carrot Top.
Okay. I was going to see Carrot Top. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. What? Whatever punchline you want to put with this dude's name, he does not deserve it. That show was fantastic.
I heard he nails it, man.
Yeah.
I heard he nails it.
Did you talk to him? Did you get a chance to ask about that crazy lady on his flight?
Yeah.
We... By the way, what a comic's dream. I get on the plane. Oh. When I get on the plane now, I'm like, who's going to see goblins? I can't wait. Let's go. You know? And by the way, 90% of the time it could be me because I'm probably taking mushrooms. So I'm the goblin dude.
Good.
I'll tell you what, his show is amazing.
Yeah. Okay. So we talked about doing drugs while you fly. Can you get on a plane? Can you get on a plane and be shrooming? Do you freak out? You afraid to freak out?
Well, can you or should you? I guess is really the question
should you're asking. Should you?
Nah, probably not.
What'd you do?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it just happens that way.
Yeah.
But I don't.
Is out in nature better when you're shrooming? That's been my experience.
Yes, way better. But sometimes the weed gummy looks just like the mushroom gummy.
Oh, and, yeah, there's that.
Yeah.
And where does one procure the mushroom gummy? Does it have to be homemade?
No. There's a guy in my phone, and his name is Mushroom Gummy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting filing system you have.
Josh Wolf with us.
Well, listen. I have to tell you right now, if I put his real name in, which I probably don't know what it is, I don't think I'd remember it. But if I go, well, I got to call that mushroom gummy guy, I'm going, that's who I know who to look up. Yeah. But if his name was like Rick or something, I would never remember that. But I remember mushroom gummy.
Yeah, just type
yeah,
in
that dude pops up right away. You know? I should put him in my favorites.
So you've been on a plane shrooming with a bad reaction?
No, you know, I never go more than on a plane. I'll never go more than, like, gram and a half.
Okay.
You know, just to keep it, you know, happy and friendly. And, you know, I really don't want to be that woman seeing goblins. That seems terrible.
No, that would be
I want her
good,
to be.
We'd have some fun with that if you were the guy on that plane. This whole country would go, that's Josh Wolf, man.
Let me ask you a question. Would you rather be the guy who sees goblins, or the person who has explosive diarrhea and they have to turn the plane around?
See goblins.
Oh, the goblin person, definitely.
Yeah. You know what? I realize that that's embarrassing for the seeing goblins, but that chick's actually pretty hot. But the guy, the woman that pooped herself up and down the plane, that could have happened to any of us, the second one, you know? And
well,
no way. Yeah.
Here's my thing. If that happens to me, It's all happening in my seat. I'm not walking up and down the plane.
No, that's a good point. But
no,
still,
that way they wouldn't have to replace all the carpeting in the aisle. They would just have to get rid of that seat.
But the whole plane still...
Yeah. Because they had to sanitize that whole plane, including ripping out the carpet in the aisle.
I'm not going to lie to you. I would really appreciate if they just lit it on fire. I don't want to be like, hey, and good news, we cleaned this one. Nope. Nah. I'm going to pass on that. You
Josh
know what I mean? I don't think just a little new carpet is going to do the job of that. Because the pilot called it a medical emergency.
Right.
I know. It's crazy.
But you know they had to bring in those people that clean up after the flood.
or murder scene.
Yeah. service master or whomever.
So, Josh, explain how did doing a podcast with your son, Hey Man, how did that venture to stage? Are you bringing him with you every weekend?
Yeah, you know, there's a couple weekends because he's still not used to the amount of travel that I do because I'm a bit of a psycho.
Right, right.
So I'll give him like one every. He'll be like, hey, I really want to go to this music festival. Like, he went to Life is Beautiful, right?
Got it. Okay.
And so, but he's coming to Omaha. He missed, he's missed like two weekends out of the last 20.
Okay.
And
all right.
it's been absolutely amazing. Not only is it, I've done a ton of stuff in my life, man, and I've done a ton in this business, but this is the best I've ever done. Best thing I've ever done. Not only is it just the thrill of my lifetime, man, to be able to spend this much time with my youngest son and on the road, so, and when it's just he and I, but the dynamic on stage, and we're going to be in studio, both of us.
I know, can't wait, man. Yeah.
The dynamic on stage is, I'm not saying this as somebody who, because it's me. If it was bad for my business, I would just have him come with me, but not hop on stage and do stuff.
Right.
The dynamic on stage is spectacular.
I clicked on the video of you guys together because I want to know how it's going to work. And I agree with you because we've known some comedians that bring people to open for them, like wives that suck. And they still do it.
I know who you're talking to.
Yeah, I know. And it's too bad because they're funny guys. But you don't have to bring your son up there. He's comical with you on the podcast. But you don't know how. So when he got on stage, did he get comfortable right away? Because that's a tough
business. Did it click right away? Could you tell immediately, there's chemistry here. Let's keep this going. Because usually that's how it happens. You can't force it. It happens right away or it doesn't happen at all.
That's right. It's funny. And I'm sure you guys felt this 70 years ago when you started.
Yeah. Correct. About 72 right now.
Right.
Time. We gotta go. We gotta wrap it up. Damn it. Hey, Josh Wolf, starting tomorrow night at the Funny Bone with his son, and you guys are both there on the show with us Friday morning, right? You're gonna be in the studio with
us.
Yeah.
All right. And the shows are amazing. He opens. He does like 15 minutes. I do an hour. Then we do time together. It's a really good time. And joining us, by the way, and you tell me if you want him to come with us, is a guy named Lee Syatt, who was Joey Diaz is co-host.
Oh, I love podcasts. Joey Diaz. Okay. Oh, that's so. Oh, God. So more drugs. Great.
So Lee will be with us. You tell me if you want him to come on Friday. Completely up to you.
All right. We can do
he
that.
He can answer a lot of Joe Diaz questions.
Oh, we got Diaz questions for sure. Well, we met Joe a couple times, and he's nuts. Thanks, Josh.
Yeah.
See you, man. Thanks for waking up and calling. Guy. Appreciate it, bud.
All right. See you
in
a couple days.
All right.
Bye now.
Bye.
Josh Wolf. Yeah. You guys both got sons. You're both stand-ups. Would you ever think about doing that?
There's no way. My oldest son would not want to do anything like that.
It's not his scene.
Yeah.
Okay,
my youngest might, but I'd have to tell him to tone it down on the Anne Frank jokes.
Yeah.
But your youngest son still has, hope for the future.
Right, yeah.
My oldest might like that, but without me.
Yeah. All right, we need a break. Come on back. We'll discuss that. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.